It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend for this mayhem madness and create a little grill envy in your backyard. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What are we going to talk about today, Bob?
Hey, looks like we're getting ready for Independence Day. Thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest radio show on the airwaves, and all we do is try and get you fired up so you'll stand at your grill and look a little better for your girl.
That's right. This is the quintessential weekend coming up next week, that 4th of July. If you ever grill, that's the weekend you're going to do it. And we're going to try to give you a few tips and techniques on a wide variety of things by the looks of this show plan here. So buckle up, get a cold one or a hot one if it's in the morning for you, and let's get her going, man.
Yeah, and we call it Independence Day because it is Independence Day. It just happened to fall on July 4th. So we've gotten to be kind of lazy as a nation and start to call it the 4th, but it's actually how we got our independence, or it's to mark that significant event when those brave souls told the King of England, up yours.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna go it on our own, baby. Speaking about going it on our own, had a neat little cook this past week. On Thursday, I had an opportunity for an arm of our government. They were celebrating a milestone with their employee pension plan. They wanted to do a little celebration. And one of my friends is a county commissioner, Stan Ponstein. And Stan asked me to come and cook for a group of about 30 people. It was kind of fun because we went out to a business and I set up my tech, which is an infrared grill that Bob had hooked me up with several years ago. And I grilled New York strip steaks.
Nice.
And so we had to do 30 of them. So obviously my grill, the tech, because it's portable, right? It's a tabletop model. It held about a dozen of them across there in two rows of six. And so what I had to do is I had to cook them ahead of time because they wanted to serve them to everybody. Now, people that are in a restaurant business are laughing right now. It's like, man, we do that stuff all the time. But the average grilling guy doesn't cook 30 steaks to all be done at the same time, right?
Not on a small surface like that.
Right. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the strategy that we used, and it worked out perfect. What we did is we went around and took preference orders. Yeah, you want a medium rare, medium, medium well, what do you want? And we came up with the math, and what we ended up doing was doing all the medium rare ones first. And medium rare is 120 to 125 degrees internal temperature. Use my ThermoPen to test a couple of them on the grill during that cook. But I took them off at 120 and we put them in a chafing pan. I covered it with foil and we put them in a warm oven. Okay, there where we were at, it was the business had a kitchen. And so I put them in the pan, covered in foil, in a warm oven. I'm going to say the oven was maybe 175, but it was preheated just enough to keep them warm. Took about 12 minutes to do the next batch. That made me 24. And the six that were left over, I did those in a third batch. And so, but those six were people that were working the event and they weren't the guests. So we served the guests and then I gave the workers one fresh off the grill, right? When we kept going. But my point is that timing was critical to make sure that I didn't take them too far so that when they set in that oven, because they're going to continue to cook.
Right.
Right.
And not much at 170, but a little bit.
A little bit, especially with the lid over. I put the lid on it to keep the moisture in. Okay. Because an oven will dry things out. Definitely. And everybody likes a moist steak. You let a steak rest anyway, but when you rest it in a 170 environment, it's not resting like it would on a countertop.
Like a stainless sous vide.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But at the end of the day, it turned out great. We had lots of other sides, which will, those are the sides. But I'd never done the three cooks to get one meal done type thing, and everybody was ranting and raving over them. And I used Texas T-bone as a seasoning. Yep. That's a bottle you can buy anywhere. Got to be a little careful with that one because it's salty, but provides a great flavor profile and something that I just wanted to share because it was a new endeavor, but it came together.
And if you don't have an oven where you're going, you can simply bring a cooler along and plop them in a cooler.
Right.
They'll rest just fine in there.
Right.
That's funny you should say that because I had to do something similar Friday night and Saturday, because I had to cook for a good buddy of mine and for another buddy, and ultimately had to have butts and briskets for 400 people.
Right.
Okay. And not really enough grill surface or smoker surface. So I smoked and brought pans into my oven and parked them at 195 overnight.
Okay. Being one of those buddies that you cooked for, and there's a story behind everything, right? Yeah. Why the hell didn't you cook your own, Jop? Well, I didn't. And Bob cooked them. We were sharing the smoker.
Because I no longer have a big enough smoker, right. And he keeps his at my house. So
right.
We just both happened to have events on the same day.
Right.
And I was bound and determined to find a way to make it happen. And fortunately, it did happen. And how were the butts?
They were rant and rave. The client and all their guests were ranting and raving over them. Now, here's something that you guys need to understand, is I believe Bob took those off, what time on, was it Saturday morning or Friday night?
I don't know. There were so many of
okay,
them.
It was
all in stages.
Right. So I show up at 2 o'clock to pick up butts that I'm going to serve from 4 to 7. They're in a cooler. They're in a dry cooler wrapped in foil in a pan, and they're just in there. Bob had a blanket over them because it was raining, right? So he put a blanket over them to keep the warmth in. But I think when you texted me, you told me you took those out at like 9:30 the night before. So I was close to 24 hours. 20 hours after those came off the smoker, they were still too hot. I couldn't touch them.
Really?
When I
was worried
them.
About that.
Right.
That's why
because,
I put the packing quilts on.
Well, and let me tell you what, you packed them very well. But when I picked them up at 2, I put them in a Cambro with 8 pans of mac and cheese and 2 pans of beans. I put them in 2 different Cambros. Those are dense foods that were right off my smoker, the smaller ones at home. And it warmed everything right back up.
Nice.
I think is what it did. So it was perfect. Everything was good. Just pulled them out as I needed them, shredded them up, and gave them fresh. And
That's good.
It was like nothing ever happened,
well,
man. But it worked out good.
Yeah, we had a party down the street at my wife's cousin's house, and it's their annual pig roast, the Bomarito folks. And the butlers.
You must have brought me a koozie. I got a Bomarito koozie
yes,
in my collection.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, I was dragging that day. I went home with the granddaughters because we were at the party, and the twins were up in Genevieve, and so they had to leave at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and I said, I'll go home with the girls. And it was great because they had you know, long day for
right,
4-year-olds,
right.
You know.
Right.
We snuggled up on the sofa.
And a 64-year-old, apparently.
Yeah, we snuggled up on the sofa and watched a horrible cartoon that they love.
Oh, come on. Don't lie to me. The kids watched it. You slept through it. I know how that rolls.
They slept, and as soon as they nodded off, I didn't take 1 second to nod off. But I woke up at 11:30 with all my kids and wife coming home, and I've got one on each arm, and I'm sitting on the couch with a stiff neck.
Yeah. Good thing you didn't fall over and fall asleep. But of course, it squirmed and woke you up.
But it's so sweet to have those little angels hugging on each arm. And I don't know. Gosh,
sleeping with Papa.
Love being a grandparent. It's been good for me.
Right.
Softens the heart. But so, yeah, 2 parties. The brisket, I did a brisket for Joe and one for me and my neighbor. Fabulous.
Well, that takes a lot of grill space, too, 2 briskets.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. And those I was probably the most worried about because that smoker trailer was just jammed with product.
Oh, yeah.
It was a trick.
Yep.
And I was filthy.
Oh, yeah.
I delivered the party at 1:12, about 12:45. I was supposed to be there at noon, but I just could not rush everything enough. You know,
right.
I'm trying to get a lot of product done. I get down there and I'm filthy.
Yeah.
So I set up all the food and I blew out of there and went and took a shower.
Right. Yeah. Cooking for, you know, 400 on a smoker.
By yourself.
Pork butts
by yourself is
a giant endeavor. Wouldn't recommend it, but it can be done, obviously. We got her done. But anyway, speaking of great amounts of smoking, coming up next, we got a guy named Mike Saldino from Saldino Smoke. He is a premier West Michigan caterer, and we're going to talk a little bit about how his business has changed during COVID and then how it's opening up now that Michigan's COVID restrictions are gone. So should be an interesting conversation. He's a great character. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.